Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jack Farmer, and this is Elite of the Week. It's a condensed episode that's made bite-sized since we weren't able to record a full episode on Wednesday. Now, if you haven't seen the show before, we take this week's episode of AEW Dynamite and power rank the wrestlers 1 through 10. As the year goes on, we keep track of the rankings, so at the end of the year, there'll be a big official super ranking, so make sure to stay tuned in each week. While you're here, please do us a favor and hit the like button, subscribe, leave a comment, and share with your friends. I know you don't want to be bothered with that stuff, but it does make a huge difference to shows like this, so while you're here, help us out. Now, on to the rankings. We start at number 1 and work our way down to 10. And we have a few extra rankings in there along the way, but this is a condensed episode. So let's get things underway. The number 1 ranked person on Elite of the Week this week is Jade Cargill. The second she walked out, she was bursting with star power. The look, the athleticism, the charisma, the confidence. She was great in the ring, dominated the match, and got a big win in a big spot and looked every bit up to the big moment. This is the start of something big and possibly a glimpse into the future of what the women's division in AEW will be centered around in the future. The second ranked person is Rio Mizunomi. Hasn't been in AEW since Double or Nothing 2019, but after fighting through a tough eliminator tournament that was filled to the brim with former and current champions, she has staked her claim as the number one contender and the next to face Hikaru Shida. There are some fun history facts between her and Shida, and the fact that she was quick to throw hands with the champ, so she is ready to come to Revolution swinging. At number 3, we have FTR with Tully Blanchard and J.J. Dillon. This team is constantly performing well, and we almost take it for granted at this point. But tonight, with Tully Blanchard in that robe, with that title around his waist, with J.J. Dillon, with the shoe, it was such a perfect combination. And the fact that they got a big win over the Jungle Express with the return of Sean Spears and even Arn Anderson out there to throw up the 4, it was a great time to be a part of this team and a great night for all involved. At number 4, we have Shaquille O'Neal. As the old saying goes, you can't teach size, and seeing just how big he looked in that ring really was nothing short of impressive. And all that is before even seeing the amazing job he did while in the ring, hitting big moves like that power bomb on Cody, tells me that if his basketball career hadn't worked out as well as it did, he would have been an amazing pro wrestler. He ended up going for a ride through some tables, but that move may have unintentionally helped his team get the big win in the end. At number 5, we have Platinum Max Caster, continuing his success from AEW Dark with his tag team partner as part of the Acclaimed. Max Caster punched his ticket into the face of the Revolution ladder match against the Dark Order's 10, which is no small task. Someone who checks all the boxes to be a big star regarding looks, talent, and the ability to rhyme. Could this be the first step in breaking away into singles competition? We'll have to tune into Revolution to find out. At number 6 is Sean Spears. The chairman has returned to AEW, supporting his manager Tully Blanchard and his team FTR. The rearrival of Sean Spears has got people talking of a new Four Horsemen again, something that even got Arn Anderson throwing it up. While his win-loss record was spotty at best in his last run, taking a break to regroup may be just the thing Spears needs to get back into the title conversation. At number 7 is Nyla Rose. The Native Beast took a loss tonight, but she had possibly the toughest journey in the Women's Eliminator Tournament, getting past competitors like Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa before even getting to Rio. She had to prove she can overcome being outnumbered, facing tough veterans and technical wizards all before getting to this point, which must be commended. Now, I do find it interesting, though, that Nyla continues to win without Vicky Guerrero by her side, but then loses when Vicky is at ringside. At number 8, it is the man they call Sting. What made Sting's promo powerful is he acknowledged the beating he took from Cage 2 weeks prior and let us know that it didn't slow him down, it fired him up. While that may have sounded like just words, he backed it up when putting a beating down on Ricky Starks after he was questioned about whether or not the Stinger is truly an icon. At number 9, we have the Young Bucks. They came out defending Papa Bucks, saying he's the greatest father in the world. And now that this match is personal, they took some personal shots at MJF and Jericho. The real reason they're in the top 10 this week, however, is the fact that they got some revenge for Papa Buck, taking a beat down to the Inner Circle and driving them through some tables with some incredible dives. The Good Brothers also helped in the beatdown, which means one way or another, the Impact and AEW tag team titles are still in very close proximity. And at number 10, we have the Hangman Adam Page, who continues to be someone that's hard not to root for and continues to look strong in every match he's in, particularly tonight getting a hard-hitting win in his tag team match. Also, he seems to stay in the good graces of the Dark Order without ever having to actually join them, which makes me think, I mean, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free, right? This week, the Best Dressed Award goes to Hikaru Shida. The AEW Women's Champion was mostly a spectator this week, but she looked every bit the dominant champ in her all-white suit, one that had the best accessory of all, which is that World Championship title. Now, unfortunately, every week has a dud of the week. If we're going to rank the top 10, someone has to be listed at the back. And this week, it has to go to Brian Cage. It can be a sneaky move to have a group go out and beat someone down and then wait until a moment later to come out and clean house. But it also comes with great risk. If you end up getting beaten down like Brian Cage did here, it's a bad look. While Cage is the kind of guy that spends most of his time at the top of these lists, this time, he's at the bottom. This week's Farmer's Market Award, the Farmer's Market obviously being a play on my name, Jack Farmer, and the market, stock market, but also where you can get fresh produce. This is the part of the show where I tell you who on AEW Dark is someone that you should keep an eye on in the future for big things to come. And this week, I'm going to give this award to Levi Shapiro. After two appearances on AEW Dark, this is an under-the-radar long-term investment option. I've seen Levi Shapiro up close and personal at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood and Primetime Live, and while he came up short in his matches on Dark, I know he's the kind of wrestler that has an old-school savvy that will make him a great addition to any roster and a champion-caliber performer. That's it for this week. We'll have another bite-sized ranking for Revolution, as well as the full meal deal next week's Dynamite. Thanks for watching, and until next time, as always, do your best and be yourself.